Look at my hands.
Are they from your labor?
It's from my labor, hard labor. People think my job is glamorous. It is pretty glamorous now, to be fair.
Cutting a few boxes. Did you see what I sent you a message on?
Yeah, it's not what you think it is.
Okay, fine. Mm. Okay.
Paul thought that Sol de Janeiro was starting hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
And he was like, bring them home for me. I was like, no, they're not hand sanitizers.
My favorite one is Bath and Body Works. I used to always go and get them. I have loads of them still.
You did?
Yeah.
But now, basically, we have to, like, I had to use a Stanley blade to cut it open. Like, loads of wasteful plastic, to be honest.
Mm.
Anyway, it's on packaging for stuff. And I kept slipping and kept cutting my hand.
So that's a Stanley blade cut. You're lucky that it's not too deep.
I know. I was like a little cat. Meow. I reacted quick.
Meow.
I was like, meow, meow.
Penny
won't be happy about that. But yeah, that was my extremely hard day's labour.
Very hard. Very busy. Yeah.
Very freaking busy. But listen, we can't complain. Pays the bills.
The garden is lovely, isn't it?
The garden is beautiful, Paul. You've done a great job.
We're getting there.
We are getting there.
Like, when did I do that? I just feel we've done so much in the last few days.
I know.
There has been a lot.
Well, Paul, I'm very disappointed to see in the notes you didn't actually put the most important update that we have to tell the people.
What was the update?
It's just simply that I am one of the richest.
Oh my God.
The richest influencers in Ireland, apparently.
Where do they pull this bullshit from?
I have no idea. But
I'm like, where is that 650,000 you've got smuggled somewhere?
I'm going to explain this in a second, but I think before we get into it, we should start the pod.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the Glow Pod. We're very excited to be back.
It's
us again. Dear God, we need to get you guys some guests, but we're working on it, guys. We have a whole plan. It's just, you know, a lot going on.
How are we going to record in 2 weeks' time? Because you're traveling quite an ill bit there.
I am traveling quite a bit.
Mm,
we can do next Monday.
Oh yeah, you're here next Monday, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
I think.
And then we could maybe do one.
According to the Irish Daily Mail, I released the influencers top 50 rich list. I am number 40 with a net worth of 650,000.
How do they get this figure?
I don't know, right? And I will say they've obviously just pulled from information they can find or scrape from the internet. Like, obviously, there's lots of different ways it means people do that. But like, basically, they've looked up people's businesses and tried to see if they can find any financial figures belonging to them.
Wow.
And obviously made assumptions based off that. That would be one way to look at it. Or they're just doing like a random calculation based off following. There's a few numbers in there from other businesses that I was like, well, that seems about right.
Okay.
But like, there's some stuff that's so super random. Like, it's like certain people, like, oh, their wealth comes from. I don't think that's the funniest line in the world. They keep saying their wealth comes from. I can tell you now, I am not wealthy. I am like the furthest thing from wealthy. Yeah. But
still have mortgage, guys. Don't worry.
We still have quite a substantial mortgage pay every month and bills and the same as everyone else. And also, it's all relative. But anyway,
I think it's also a bit of clickbait, and it's also more fuel to make people hate influencers even more.
Yeah, I thought it was very funny. Anna Olivia was like, oh my God,
her
net worth was like 1 million.
Yeah.
And she was like pouring a glass of wine. She's like, guys, have you seen the news? Oh my God, my net worth is 1 million. And she's like, I'm just so proud. Like, and she kind of does this whole thing. And then at the end, she's like, can someone just let me know what date should I expect the 1 million to drop into my bank account? Like, when does this happen? Because it's not there right now.
Very good.
So yeah, I thought that was very funny. But yeah, I think it's very clickbaity. I think it's also like, people love a list and also love like the discussion about like who's above who and like, but I'm not sure a lot of it is substantiated because basically a lot of the things they say, like her wealth comes from such and such a business. Well, some of those businesses they're speaking about like haven't existed for like 8 years.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And I'm like, well, there's a few people. It's not just one person. There's a few people who they're like, her wealth comes from this business. And I'm like, that business closed like 4 years ago. Yeah. That business closed 8 years ago. So like,
I bet you, do you know what this could have been? This could have been
ChatGPT.
Give me a list of 50 influencers, rank them, I actually, Jesus, that would be very funny to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it will. But yeah, I think there has to be, because there's also like, they are an actual publication, like it's the Irish Daily Mail. So I think there's also like a misinformation thing. They can't publish something without having some
sort
like,
of information. Some sort of,
it's not information, but some logic as to how they worked it out. And I don't think they can say ChatGPT. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's weird. Anyway, I thought it was very funny. A lot of like family members, etc., have sent it to me being like, wow.
And my mom.
Congratulations.
Friends. Like, we're sending it to me mom.
Like, and people like, genuinely think that like, that's...
Susan, do you not think you'd be the first to know if we had money?
I can tell you,
there's a big red, or not a red flag, there's a big telltale sign we had money.
What?
I wouldn't be working.
Yeah.
If we are working 7 days a week.
I know. It's not
so
nice.
It is not true.
I don't know if I could. I know we've discussed this before, but I don't know if I could. Like, it'd be different if we had kids and you were at home looking after kids. But I don't think I could. I would be okay with, and is this a terrible thing to say? But I don't think I'd be okay with, I'd be jealous.
Yeah, you'd be jealous.
If I was out working all the time and stressed out my health and you were just at home, like having a great time.
Having a great time.
Paul Kinsella is so bold. Paul Rogers.
I need to. When do I do it officially on Facebook? Or not Facebook, Instagram?
Whenever you want.
Can I just do that?
Yeah, of course you can. Right, okay. I think you can. But yes, I don't think I would be one of those husbands who'd just be okay with that. I'd just be jealous of
I'd
you.
I'd have
like,
the cooking and the cleaning. All that done.
I know, but I just would want to be...
I know, you'd be jealous. Having the no, we wouldn't. We should have like...
Well, so you enjoy working?
Yeah, I do. No, I do. Mm. But like, you know...
He's like, he's not saying no.
A little 4 day week he's would be lovely instead of a five.
No.
You know?
Yeah, he's like...
So the garden, tell me, how are you feeling now? Do you see the vision is coming?
I see the vision coming to life.
Yeah.
Now I do have, I haven't discussed this with you, but I do also see people's concern about like the pavement does get very grubby very easy.
Sorry, no, I have not power hosed that since like there has been muck all over that.
No, I know, but it will get dirty quite quickly.
Yeah, but I'll just whip out the only reason I haven't.
Hey, I know.
But the only reason I haven't pulled out the power hose is because I'm going with a very exciting guest this week to get some plants.
Oh, yes, I know this.
Yeah. So we're going on Wednesday.
Amazing.
To go. And Lisa, we were just on a little video call there. Lisa said, I need to get a fern. So I'm going to get a big fern plant.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
that's very exciting. And obviously the paint was like terrifying, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really lovely colour.
Really beautiful.
Lovely colour. So we have the garden furniture.
Yeah, so sorry, what's going on? I see a price in here.
Oh yeah, so sorry. It was just because I was doing some research to find out furniture and I seen somebody posting garden furniture and I was like, oh, that's lovely. Like, how much was it? And when I clicked the link, $749 for one chair.
So is this person was obviously number one in the influencer list,
like,
were they?
Are you for real? I'd never pay that. For a chair. One chair.
No, you are you're quite thrifty. You don't really like spending, like buying super expensive. You like your Jisks and your IKEAs and your
like,
stuff.
I feel it doesn't like, more expensive tag doesn't always mean style.
Well, I also think that sometimes, well, apart from like couches and beds, and even at that, couches and beds, like I think that things, especially like garden furniture, trends change, the types of stuff you're doing. So I think if you spend like super expensive amounts, like you need to change it in 3-4 years.
Yeah, yeah. And the style that we're going for is not rattan, which is nice, but it's a light wood and... It's $550, like, so like what you said. So like if we need to change it or it breaks, it'll be fine.
Sorry. Something else that came up while we're talking about like buying things and investing things. Now, just to preface, we are not going to buy a Tesla. I know all the badness with the Tesla situation and everything and Elon Musk, etc. But I think it was very funny because we are talking about potentially changing our car to an electric car. And obviously Tesla is one of the ones that has like the really long range. And my sister was talking about it. My sister said to me, you know, you could buy a Tesla right now on your phone, order it, and pay for it via Apple Pay. So literally you can go on to their website right now and you buy it. And the way they do it either PPC, so PCP, like PCP yeah. or hire purchase. So basically you can actually like for €700 a month or like €500 a month, just with your Apple Pay, just order a car. And it's like following an Amazon package. It just like is like your car will be delivered in like
Stop
6 days.
It
yeah,
now.
I swear to God. Like you can do it. And literally Julie was like, watch. And we literally went through, we picked all the specs and then literally just goes, Apple Pay. I was like, it does for a not. Car. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
That is revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
Is that where we're getting to?
That's what we're getting to. But mom we won't
has
be buying
an electric
Tesla.
Car. She loves it.
Yeah, my mom and my dad has a hybrid. Mom has an electric car.
She has an electric car and she has, it does 350 miles.
Mm. Yeah, so we're considering a move of car.
Well, it's just with the prices and
do you know they don't
madness.
Make minis anymore? It's my sister told me the other day. They're not making minis at the moment.
I thought I seen an electric mini there recently.
I don't know. Maybe my sister made that up.
Maybe she's a liar.
Maybe she's a liar. Maybe she's a fake and a phony.
Another thing that I seen.
Did you see?
I seen a TikTok or it was a Instagram.
Oh, is it Huda Kattan?
Oh my God.
So I know what you're going to say. So basically, obviously, I work in the world of PR. And this happened to me once before. Okay. As a PR, I sent out product to, it was actually a traditional press member. And it was product that was actually embargoed. So embargoed is when you send out a product that hasn't been released to customers yet. So they don't know it exists. You get the press member. So let's say it's print publication who maybe plan their what they're writing for the next
for
two, 3 months. So basically you're able to give them a sample of the product early before anyone knows what it is. And they're basically contractually not allowed to talk about it until the publication comes out, but they can plan it out so they have it right.
Yeah.
So we sent embargoed Christmas sets. And next thing I went in and saw on Shopella on their thing that a press send had by an Irish press member had gone in and had sold the press send that we sent them to Shopella. So basically there's like it's a wild thing, but basically Huda Kattan sent out Huda from Huda Beauty, did a press send, and someone from the UK.
She got loads of shit. Like, yeah, yeah. Loads.
Yeah, put up her press send on Vinted and sold it on Vinted literally 2 days after she received it.
Like, awful. And someone, a normal person, said, look, she does this all the time. What is the etiquette there with that?
So it's basically, you can't, essentially you are gifting it to the person.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want with it. But it's kind of an unwritten rule that you wouldn't do that. Plus, in nowadays, in the world we live in now, we have to pay tax on gifted items.
Yeah.
So if we get gifted something, we have to declare it as income and pay the tax on it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird, like, from that perspective, because
so like say for
I don't
instance
know how that works,
if you didn't take it and you sold it, surely you'd have to pay the tax then on
no you would essentially you've received because then you would pay you'd be making an actual income from it. Do you know what I mean?
Wild, because I actually seen after I seen that I seen another influencer not in Ireland but in the UK selling
there's loads of weird
A Dyson
that they got gifted yeah.
And didn't add with,
so bad.
and then selling it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I don't want things to be wasteful and stuff, but like, we get sent lots of things, and
we also turn down things. Like,
loads of things, especially now. Like high ticket items, you have to be very careful because you have to pay the tax on them if you get them. Which, like, I mean, first world problems. I mean, it's not a big huge deal. But,
No. But I just think it's really when I seen that, I was like, oh my God, like. You're making money off this. Whereas if I was to do it, not saying I would just be selling it to get rid of it. Do you know what I mean? Like it'd be a tenner. Off you go. Take it and go.
Like I prefer not, to like, so for example, like my friend works.
Or we give it to.
Yeah. Works in like the children's hospital. Yeah. So like I give them like the extra product we have for like volunteers for like raffles or for whatever.
Remember we gave loads of product to the nurses during COVID.
Yeah. So like that kind
we
of stuff. And I will say lots of people reach out all the time. And I really apologize. I should, but I don't always get an opportunity to respond to every person who requests because you get like so many requests for additional stuff. But basically, I have a setup of like the children's, the children's hospital is kind of the charity that I try to support. Yeah. So I put all my efforts into like one.
Yeah.
Because I think
but then it's hard because if people start to, if you start doing it for one person, then they'll constantly, not they'll constantly, then other people will see it. And then it just becomes this big thing. Whereas if you keep it contained like that, it does. We had a lot of eateries.
Well, I would say we went out.
We went out quite a bit. We did.
Poor Paulie wasn't well on Sunday.
No, he wasn't out
for our friend Keith's birthday.
Yeah.
And poor Paulie. He was, he maybe did a little bit too much rosé. And he came in, he arrived in because you were with your girls beforehand. And then all of a sudden, he arrives to dinner. Like with your cha-cha heels on.
I didn't have cha-cha heels on.
I know, but you were like,
I was spicy.
You were like, let's go.
Spicy, yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he's there.
He is there. So he was a very hungover boy on Sunday and very needy.
Yeah, very needy. Very needy. But anyway, we had Dion.
We went for
my first
dinner
time
with
being in Dion.
And I forgot we had a voucher for it. I never used it.
Oh, Jesus, we'll have to go back.
And I was actually there today. So
why were you there
for
today?
For lunch.
Oh,
wow. At a work lunch. But we went to Dion with Louise and her lovely husband, Mark. And we had a gorgeous night.
It was delicious.
It really was delicious.
Really up there with service.
Service was amazing.
And the food was fab. And remember the glamorous mammies?
So we did arrive. It was packed.
It was so busy.
And it was, so basically we arrived early because Paul hadn't been before.
Yeah, for a
which
little
I
cocktail.
Do think, the only thing I will say is we came in, so you come in on level 9 if you're going for a drink first.
Yeah.
Which takes you to like the bar that's like underneath. And I think you missed the initial.
Ah, no, I loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Because when I first went there, I didn't go for a drink first. I just went straight up to level 10.
Yeah.
And it brings you straight out into the like
big,
it's a rooftop terrace experience.
It's fab.
In Dublin, just on Dame Street.
And what was nice was because I heard lots of mixed things when it first opened.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've gotten it right now. They really have gotten it right.
It's lovely. It's such a cool venue. I really enjoyed it.
And I don't also think it was mad money. Was it? Wasn't mad money?
It was a meal. For a glam dinner. But sorry, we're getting distracted. We went for a drink beforehand and we arrived super busy. Oh my God. It was like glam mam central.
Yeah.
Like it was, there was also. Oh, okay. Paul's saying I can't say it. Okay.
No, you can't.
Okay, cool. DM me, I'll tell you. Basically, so many glam mams. And there was this gorgeous table beside us who...
They were all on an outing. They kind of meet together once or twice a year.
Yeah.
That's what your woman was telling me.
And but the it woman felt I like was Christmas, sitting, didn't it?
It felt very Christmas.
There was 20 women over there.
Yeah.
And then the table beside us was like another 6 women who were another group.
It's about 30.
And then like, but there was like loads of like big groups of people out. I was like, what is the occasion? Have we missed something?
No, she told me, I was having a little chat with her because we just turned around and we went, I have to say, you're the most glamorous ladies I've ever seen.
And also, I urge people to do that. If you see a gorgeous glam group of people and they're looking well, just tell them they look great.
It's so good. Anyway,
I mean, obviously, it's easier for us to do it as gay men because they don't think we're actually hitting on them.
Oh, yeah. No.
Fact.
Yeah. But the lady I was talking to, she was in hospital for quite a few weeks. And she said this is like her first time out eating proper food instead of it being hospital food.
Aww.
Yeah. And I was like, you look amazing.
She did look very well.
She did look well.
They all looked very well. But glam mams seem to be congregating at Dion. Apparently it's Dean, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's Irish and it's a father. So the I is E.
Well, I'm calling it Dion, right?
Yeah, I think everyone is, to be fair.
So that was...
Friday night.
That was Friday. But... you did Lily's makeup.
I did Lily's makeup for her first show on Saturday. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
She had pigtails. We had her pigtails, high pigtails. I obviously used the air wrap to do to curl her pigtails then, so she had curly pigtails. I then did her makeup with her makeup bag, which obviously has people have absolutely loved online.
The TikTok or the reel.
People are losing their mind over it. People are applying to be a niece.
Ah, yeah.
This is the latest thing. People are like, can I be your niece?
Yeah.
So yes, she had a fab time. She was very good. Now, few problems with the show situation. So I worked in shows. Mm-hmm. I worked in that theater for a long time. You know, I feel like Lily's part of my stage journey.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
So Lily came out first.
It's a lovely big stage, the Direct.
Gorgeous stage. First two songs, she was in the third row on the very far left. Mm. And I was like, acceptable. Acceptable. I can take that. That's fine. They had like the little tiny, tiny like babies in the front. Fair. All fine. Lily was great. I could never understand, like, when you're running a stage school or doing a stage school show, and like moms are waving at their kids, you're just like, why are you doing that? That's so distracting.
Yeah, it is.
So ridiculous. Like, don't be doing that. Oh, Paul, I was waving like I was like, Lily, I'm over here.
Stop.
Hello.
Where are you?
Yeah. I was like, I want her to see us.
I was like, no.
She was doing her thing. She was very good. But then came to the final number.
Like the finale.
Not the finale. Okay. Not the curtain call. This is her last song dance.
Okay.
Curtain goes up. I'm like, where is she? She's in the back row. Well,
do they?
And
not
I
change,
just want to objectively.
Do they not change rows or anything?
No.
Normally they do.
Objectively, I will say, I'm able to be fair. Lily was the best one on the stage, right? She was the best one on the stage. She's very skilled and talented as a like dancer myself. I objectively can say,
As a dancer myself,
I can say she has timing. She knows the choreo. Now, I will say they also had two of like the older kids at the front. You know that they have like the older kids helping out.
Yeah, it's a sport.
But I actually think that distracts Lily because she's not relying on herself. She knows the choreo.
Yeah, but she's
looking at them and following what they're doing rather than...
Yeah, then doing it
to
herself.
Doing it. And I'm like, you know this girl. No, you know it.
She does.
So... I have never felt anything like it before in my life. And I know like they're not my kids. They're my nieces and nephews. But when I say it took everything in my body to not, because I obviously know the theater, go backstage, go up on that stage and move her to the front row myself. I was like, I like can't contain my fury that she was in the back row.
It also was her first show. You have to.
No, I know, but she was undeserving. The issue was, and I understand why they did it. She's probably one of the tallest.
Oh yeah.
So they had her in the back because she is one of the tallest and it means that she's not, you can see the other kids in front of her.
Yeah.
However, I don't care. I want Lily in the front.
I know.
I was with Stuart and Kira and stuff and I was like, if I brought her to Navin, would you put her in the front? And then I was like, no, look at these videos of her dancing. Like they run a stage school. The last thing they want is for me to be showing them videos of my niece dancing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But anyway, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it was great for a show for...
She
production looked very good.
She was. The show was brilliant. Their costumes were amazing. They did a great job.
Yeah.
But and afterwards she was high on life. Mm. I will say Julie and Brian fucked up.
Why?
They had no flowers for afterwards.
I told you to get flowers.
But honestly, I also had a few drinks that day as well.
I told you to get flowers.
I know, but it wasn't my responsibility. It's their, her parents.
Speaking of shows.
Go on.
Sabrina Carpenter times Madonna, ex-Madonna.
So I don't know how I feel about it.
I really enjoy it. I just like Madonna.
Are you talking about Coachella or the new song?
Oh, not the song is fine. It's like filler. I think it's the song.
Madonna's brought out a new song, by the way, and she's bringing out Confessions of the Dance Floor Part 2.
It's not great.
It's not great.
I think it's strategic because it was alluding that she was going to appear at Coachella without it being a song. Does that make sense? So basically they release this. I don't think it's the official first song off the album.
Have they released it?
There's an official music video.
So yeah, they've released it then.
I just don't think it's, I think it's like a teaser. I think it's a warm up.
So this is
to the big bang.
This is Paul in
big
his
bang.
just making shit up era.
No, I do, because I feel like it's going to be a banger. That couldn't be her first song with no music video, no nothing.
Did you not just say there is a music video?
It's a lyric video.
Right, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Coachella, Sabrina Carpenter and Madonna singing Like a Prayer.
So, first of all, interesting because she brought her out on weekend two, which is traditionally the weaker weekend. You mainly have like the better guests in weekend one. So she was out weekend two, thought that was interesting. I was like, and then also, I found it quite hard to watch Madonna in it because it looked like Madonna was really nervous. And also like quite like, you know, so basically they come down these big stairs. Like, I mean, she's 67, right?
She's 67.
So like, let a girl live.
I felt she, it's like she just hadn't been on stage in a while. And she kind of was a bit like finding her groove.
Doing it for like 40 years.
I know. So now, one thing I will say is when they were coming down the stairs.
That's what I was just about to say.
Oh, sorry.
So there's two big stairs.
Yeah.
And basically Sabrina Carpenter was down one side and Madonna came down the other. And Sabrina was just walked down like, and then Madonna was gripping dear life onto the dancers all the way down.
I'd say she was on a few uppers, downers and candy corns there now.
I don't know. I just, I felt, I was like, oh, and even when she was talking in the
piece, full astrological conversation.
But even at that, she wasn't comfortable talking to the audience. It was weird.
No, I defo think she was nervous. Mm. I defo think because even like her interacting with Sabrina, like she was really hugging her as if to say thanks so much, like, you know, but it was 20 years since Madonna was on Coachella. In the same corset and the same shoes.
You better work, Queen.
You better work, Queen.
I went to see Madonna in Slane Castle.
Did you?
I did.
What tour?
It rained. The one with the big crucifix. And she was on it as Jesus. It was really going through that phase.
I don't know what that one was.
Anyway, was it Resurrection? Did she have one? I don't know.
I don't know.
I knew about four songs actually at the time.
Okay.
Anyway, me and Ema Morrissey went.
Yeah, good time.
And it was like, we got absolutely rained out, mud everywhere.
Mm.
But listen, we had a great time.
I've never been to a gig in Slane. Don't think it's for me. It's
first and last time I was there.
Don't think it's for me. Mm. The parks are about as far as I can go.
What parks?
Malahide, Castle, Fairview Park.
I don't think I've ever been to a gig in Malahide Castle. That isn't James Patrice's Malahide Woman thing.
We're going to the Venga Boys.
Is that a Malahide Castle?
Yeah.
Is it Malahide Castle?
It is, yeah.
Oh,
it's at the manor or at the castle.
At the castle.
Yeah,
nice.
At the castle.
Nice, nice, nice.
And with that, I think it's time to get into Glow Up or Blow Up.
Oh, okay, let's do it. We are back. It is time for Glow Up or Blow Up.
And I felt, because Madonna came back after a period of time, wouldn't it be good to... No, like she hasn't been on a stage since like...
Just such a weird turn of phrase, after a period of time.
After a period of time. I feel like we should discuss, who would we like to see come back?
Okay.
Like actual comeback.
Okay.
Madonna, how are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm all right.
You take or leave, like?
I don't think I need to see that.
Okay.
I think she's had quite a few comebacks, right?
Yeah.
So like, let someone else come back.
Okay.
And I think like Confessions of the Dance Floor, first one, like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, so good.
So good.
But I just feel like I would worry.
I wouldn't.
Because your comeback may be the last thing you do. So you don't, like, do you tarnish your amazing reputation? Well, like, oh, she had that album that flopped when she was 67.
MDNA was the one after Confessions on the Dance Floor.
We've already hit there.
So I think this is her last Holy Grail, maybe.
Oh, no.
What about our girl Riri?
So, obviously, so she teased at New Year's that she's recorded an album.
Oh, did she?
Now I could be making that up, but I think
she's released an album since 2016.
Oh, she hasn't. Can I just say, if you think about it, like the music she had, like Please Don't Stop the Music, like I want that era.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Or Under My Umbrella, Ella.
Upon the replay, come Mr. DJ, bum on the replay.
honestly, that kind of era I would take over and over again. But I think, like, here's the problem. Musicians keep evolving and they're like, oh, this is my new sound. I'm like, stop evolving.
Just give us
me the music that I loved.
Give us a banger.
Give us the banger that we loved in the first place. Yeah, I mean,
I want
Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. Oh, like, it's not for me.
Not for me.
Just give me like Sweet Dream or a beautiful nightmare.
I want Rihanna from We Found Love.
We Found Love.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Please Don't Stop the Music is, I think, probably, I could have...
Shut Up and Drive.
Very good. But I genuinely think maybe Please Don't Stop the Music is one of my favorite songs ever.
Really?
Ever.
Oh no.
It's such a good tune.
Only that Girl in the World.
Only Girl in the World. Very good. That and Vanessa Amorosi's.
Oh no, that's your, that's
absolutely
song.
Everybody.
Yeah. Loud. Oh, she did on a pot. Yeah, okay. Just having a go there. Who do you would like to see?
Well,
tell me.
I think there's the battle of the relationship. Who do you want to see? Do we want to see Justin Timberlake come back? Oh. Or do we want to see Britney Spears come back? Now, here's the problem. One, Justin Timberlake has kind of now been cancelled after that whole thing.
No.
So what happened? Remember, there was something about... Oh, people have just reflected on the fact that he, like...
He's
did that awful thing. He was a pig after he broke up with Britney and all. Yeah. Did the music video about her and all.
He's a pig.
He's a pig.
Yeah, so he's getting blown
up. Getting blown up. Blow him up.
Yeah.
And we're blowing up Rihanna, blowing up Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears. So I just feel like, I don't know what we'd have to do.
I don't think she's there.
Oh my God, I've seen a really funny thing.
Mentally.
On TikTok. Did I tell you?
No.
It's so funny. But it's terrible. I think it's terrible, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
Okay.
So basically, it's like you order Britney Spears for your birthday, a Britney Spears impersonator, but you don't specify which Britney Spears. And someone comes out, she comes out with a birthday cake. And then from behind her back, she pulls out the two knives and starts doing the knives dance that she did on TikTok. So people who don't know it, Britney Spears obviously has been going through some mental health issues. And she started doing all these like random reels and TikToks, and she did this one like random dance with these knives.
Very scantily clad as well.
Yeah, with anyway, that was very funny.
There was a very funny, very funny one of her doing the knife dance to the Halloween tune.
Yeah. So basically it's I think that music was playing, but and then basically she takes the knives and she cuts it through the birthday cake. Like it's very funny.
Look, I'd love
to see Britney back.
I'm going to say, though, a blow up, because I don't think she could come back unless she gets sort like, I think we're too far in now.
Yeah, I would love to know what's going on there.
Do you know?
Yeah, I hope she's okay.
I just hit myself in the face.
So, yes, I would love Britney's music back, but I just don't think Britney has the capacity at the moment.
Yeah, no, she's
not. Which is very sad. And we love you, Britney.
We love you, Britney.
We love you, Britney.
Jennifer Lopez hasn't really done anything. Is she problematic at the moment?
She has come back. She's just on an arena tour around the world and nobody went.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, Poppy.
I think some people said it was good, but she's been quite problematic the last while as well. I don't know. People are saying she's not humble. It's ever since she did that video being like.
Yeah, I remember that.
And also her skincare. Remember she did her skincare and she was like, it's all olive oil. And they were like, what? Like,
she put olive oil on her skin?
Yeah.
She's nuts.
Well, that's what like one of the key ingredients of her thing was, because that's the only thing she had access to when she was in the Bronx.
Oh my God.
Anyway, yeah, I think she's real. Although again, some great music out of J-Lo.
Yeah, Papi.
Mm. Oh, also good
Ain't
to
your
know.
Mama?
Ain't Your Mama.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Who is the main vocalist on Ain't Your Mama?
Megan Trainor. Did not know that.
No. Instagram and TikTok give you great useless pieces of information.
How is she in backing singers?
I think she recorded the track. Sometimes like it was her song first and then J-Lo took it.
Oh, okay.
As in like she sold it to J-Lo.
Okay, okay.
So like sometimes they don't even change the main vocal on it. They just put J-Lo's voice over it.
Oh.
Yeah, quite interesting.
I would not have known that.
Nelly Furtado.
I love Nelly Furtado.
So we saw
her
in Hoopla.
She was super at Hoopla.
Hoopla. Hoopla.
She was super at Hoopla.
She was, but...
And I need more of her...
It didn't give me the ooh-ah-ah sensation.
Did it not?
I know. Now, it might have been because our friend Adam was driving me absolutely mad when we were watching it.
He was being bold.
I was going to kill him.
Yeah, he was being bold. I do like... She has that song with Eat Your Man. Love that. It's very aggressive.
What's it called?
It's called Eat Your Man.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of dancey.
Is it this or new one?
Like, I think that was 2018.
It's not for me.
It's dancey. You wouldn't like it.
Okay, Christina Aguilera, do we want her back?
Glow it up. Glow it up. Glow it up. I'd love to see her. I would love to see her.
Like, why is she not?
I don't know. I need, like, the redemption of the Bionic album.
Because she, remember she came back super skinny there. When was that?
No, that's current.
Yeah. No, but what I mean is, what was that for?
Oh, she's doing a Vegas residency, I think. Oh. But I need new music. I need Bionic Part 2.
Okay, cool.
Bionic Part 2 was okay, super.
Okay, yeah. That. There's one that you haven't put on this list, but I think like we need to make happen. And also, there's a very funny thing on this. I want the Saturdays to come back.
Oh no, yeah.
I really want Saturdays to come back. And James is really annoyed at me because basically I was with my friend Una Healy.
Oh, your best friend.
I wish I was friends with Una Healy.
Yeah.
But I was at an event with Una and she has a new song that is coming out. It won't be out when this comes out. It's coming out on the 24th of April and it is a banger.
Is it a banger?
You're going to die. It is
so fabulous.
So it's going to be out at 12 o'clock on Thursday night.
Like Go to Work?
It's a dance track.
Oh.
It's so good. Yeah, so it comes out at midnight on the 23rd, which is the 24th. Okay. So basically, I was saying to her, oh my God, what are you doing for the launch? Like, I'm so excited for you. And she was like, it'll just come out. It'll be like, I'll do some interviews and stuff. And I was like, Una, I obviously had a few glasses of wine.
You came home pretty.
Like, the gays need you to launch it in the George. Like, go to Davina's Thirsty Thursday.
And do it.
And do it as a thing. And
she
was like,
doing?
And look, I'm going to show you. You'll be so proud, right? DM from Una Healy from the Saturdays DMs me and says, the George is happening next Thursday. It was your idea and it was a brilliant one.
Stop it.
How insane is that?
Aww.
Sadly, I can't go because I'm in Mallorca.
Oh, shit.
I know. But how cool is that?
That's so good.
So Saturdays things are back. But apparently Una did an interview recently and said the Saturdays have like a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And she put in the group being like, here we do a reunion. And no one responded.
Stop. Really?
No one responded.
Oh, wow.
I would have followed up with Una, Vanessa, Michelle. Molly, Frankie, Una, Vanessa, Michelle. What are you doing Saturday, girl? That's all I would have followed up with.
Very good.
Yeah, I've already known this band.
I
don't think it's coming.
I'd like the Saturdays now, but there is some really random, like The Wanted 2.0 is coming back. There's only two of them attending.
Oh, what's Clam 2.0? Get that. Isn't one of them passed? Yeah.
Oh. It'd be very hard for him to come back. As a ghost.
Oh.
Boo.
That's terrible. But yeah, sure, isn't there Boys Life? Where's your man? Is it Keith Duffy? And
I want Prime to know. Fan?
That is midlife crisis. I want if to ever know. You've seen one.
Who was going to that gig?
People are going, I think.
Yeah, but who?
It's doing quite well. Like women, people, I don't know.
Like how
people are going.
How busy are those events?
Like pretty busy, I think.
Like, or is
it's doing really well.
Or is it going to be like the JVN?
I think it's doing very well.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, people who are coming back, Pussycat Dolls, Glow It Up.
Yeah.
I know you don't like it, but I actually really enjoy their new song.
Bring your boyfriend to the club. Give it what it wants.
Yeah, I like it.
I wanted Wes. I wanted like React.
I know that's what you wanted, but that's what you got. And I liked it.
And ultimately,
are you going to go to the concert? Yes, you are.
Yeah,
so
I bought
shut
us
up.
All tickets.
Yeah, so shut up.
Yeah, you shut up.
Anyway, that's all.
Spice Girls can come back as well.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Spice Girls, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But they're not going to because Vicky.
And Cher can come
Vicky's
back again.
Vicky's going. No, thank you.
I'd like Cher to come back again and again.
Oh, Cher, turn back time?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we want her to come back, but yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. Well,
I think she will. I think she'll do the farewell again tour.
Sorry, I'm just getting charges on my card. from yesterday now. How weird is that? Anyway, yeah, that is our glow up or blow up this week. Basically, we want most bands that do pop music to come back. Gay That's pop a glow music. Up. Gay pop music come back. But if you want to reinvent yourself and bring a new sound,
I don't want
it's
that.
It's not for me. I don't no, want thank that. You.
I want Beyonce baby boy coming like, out of the chandelier. But like, remember when she I came from that. The ceiling?
But like, I love like let new musicians come with new sounds.
Yeah.
You give us the sound we like.
And that we love. Yeah. And that we really stand you for.
Yeah.
Apparently Telephone is coming. Telephone part two.
Oh, whatever. I believe it when I see it.
Okay.
Okay, that's all for Global Bob. For our last section. So it's time for our last section. What we're watching, what we're wearing.
I feel like I've been out of a routine. I'm not trying anything. I'm not doing my red light therapy. I need a reset. I need a body reset. Yeah.
I also have no... So basically, I could genuinely go up to that wardrobe and don't give out to me. I know I need to do it. Not one pair of trousers do I have that I can wear. There's like two pairs of trousers that I'm wearing at the moment. It's really frustrating me. I had a real like meltdown trying to dress myself on Saturday night. And like, I just hate all of my clothes. And basically what I'm trying to say is I am wearing nothing because I just have nothing to wear. I hate it.
Did you see the Sudoku effect?
No.
It's this genius thing. It's kind of doing a capsule wardrobe, but she's like, you take a top, a bottom, and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. A top, a bottom, and a t-shirt. And you do it across in a row three times. And within that pattern, you have 27 outfits. Because you can do it going down or diagonally.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that. But anyway, basically, I hate my wardrobe at the moment and I need to do something. I need to get control.
That's okay.
So I hate everything.
A good clear out.
And I also just need like that, a routine. Like we're about to hit May.
I know.
And like I have not got into this year's routine at all.
And I was only saying to the gals, like we are pretty, I hate saying busy, but like the next few weeks are insane. Like you're going away this weekend.
Yep.
Then you come home for a day. Then you go to London for a night. Then we go on holidays to Portugal. Then we come home. There's something on that weekend. I don't know what's on that weekend. Something on that weekend. The following weekend, we're going to Eurovision. The following weekend, it's just a loss.
It is a loss.
It is a loss.
Yeah. But listen, we'll be fine. We'll survive.
And then I'm going to Karen's mom. And then...
Are you going to do your diary for the full year for everyone? Or?
Yeah, but like that's happening in like 6 weeks.
I know. It is a lot, but that's why I'm like, I just don't know how I get a routine. And also I am trying to not be as hard on myself because I haven't been doing as much of my fitness as I usually would. And I'm feeling really crap about it. But actually, I keep saying to everyone around me, I'm like, you can't do all things all time.
No. And you just maybe will pack your running gear. And if you feel like you can go out when you're out and about, do it. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah. So like,
then I feel like you sometimes get guilt if you don't go and it's sitting there in the.
Yeah. But anyway, I am still reading. I'm now on the second book of, I had Binding 13 and
it's touch and go, isn't it?
Keeping 13. I'm really enjoying it though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really want tonight? I actually really want us to finish this and just go up and get into bed and read the books and just chill.
You can do that.
I just want to feel fresh tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm presenting all day tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. So yeah. So there's that.
Anything you're wearing?
Wearing. I'm wearing the Victoria Beckham foundation a lot now.
That's not allowed to become a staple in your makeup bag.
It's quite concerning.
Yeah. That's a hard no.
It's €120 bottle. Yeah,
like.
I'm interested to see how long it lasts me though.
How long have you got it for so far?
I only started using it about 3 weeks ago. But it's like, it's a nice daytime thing. But also, I will be wearing, well.
Is what you're wearing now?
No.
You look very glowy.
That's cream cushion foundation I go to. But I will be wearing, again, nothing this weekend because I'm going to see Lisa. Where basically someone asked me today, oh, you're going to, I'm going to Mallorca to see my friends, Lisa and Dom. And we're spending 3 days in Mallorca. And someone was like, oh, what are you going for? I was like, champagne. And they were like, what do you mean? Like, what are you planning to do? I was like,
nothing.
Champagne.
Yeah.
We will just drink champagne for 3 days.
Yeah.
And just.
What's wrong with that?
That's it. Like, I'm not even sure food is necessary. I think we'll just literally do that. And Lisa today.
A grazer anyway. She yeah, like nibbles like, here, there and everywhere.
Lisa was like, let's go for like a long walk on Saturday, a nice coffee and then champagne. I was like,
delicious. That's all you
gorgeous.
Need.
Gorgeous. But basically she's told me I'm not allowed to bring a check-on bag, which you know does not go down well with me.
Why aren't you allowed to bring a check-on
because
bag?
Because I'm arriving late on Thursday night and basically it'll be super late. I have to wait for my bag.
Okay.
So I really don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know how you're going to do that. Mm. Anyway. That's your problem.
Yep.
You're home on Sunday.
I'm home on Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
And anyway, that's all.
The good thing is we are nearly finished the boyfriend. We just need to put that to bed now. We're on the last episode.
Top tip,
it was really
don't fucking watch it.
It was really
15 episodes.
Yeah, 15 episodes.
Nothing happens. Nothing happens.
But Hacks is back.
Very excited for Hacks.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Hacks, like get watching
it's
it.
The story
we're kind
of Joan Rivers.
It Is it her story?
Yeah, it's her story. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it launched last week, I think. So 2 episodes are out and it's coming out weekly. So we're going to hold them. And do you know what else is coming out?
What?
Rivals. Yes. Gilly Cooper's Rivals.
We got invited.
And I'm raging. We can't go.
So guess what I got invited to today?
What?
Like this holiday is coming at a very bad time.
What?
The premiere of Devil Wears Prada 2.
This is scandalous.
And we're not here.
Oh, shit.
I know. It's actually raging.
That song is good with Doechii and Lady Gaga.
Who?
Doechii.
Oh, Doechii.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
She does My Anxiety.
Nice.
Taking over me.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's all for this week.
That's it.
Yeah. Paul will have updates on his adventures with his guest from... Yes, the garden series
I'm
next
very,
week.
I'm very
I
excited.
I will have stories of drinking champagne in Marbella.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm waiting for the furniture to come back in, then I'll order it and then we are good to go.
We will be drinking in our back garden this summer. Might do an episode from there.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
That'll be lovely. Anyway, guys, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
See you all. Bye.